This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1028. The Truth About Sun Exposure by Melanie Schweder of abrighterwild.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. And don't forget, we have 5 shows covering different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. All right, so earlier this week, we were all about muscle building and this thing called hypertrophy, but now we're going to shift gears and talk about something else, sun exposure and vitamin D. So let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. The Truth About Sun Exposure by Melanie Schweder of abrighterwild.com. Most of us have been raised with the notion that sun exposure is dangerous, and that we must do whatever we can to protect ourselves from its harmful rays. We buy the highest SPF sunscreen, don wide-brim hats and extra dark sunglasses, and even shell out the big bucks for clothes that are UV-proof. But how much benefit are we really getting from taking all of these measures? Cancer is a scary thing, and certainly nothing to take lightly. Nearly 100,000 cases of skin cancer occur in the US each year, and aggressive melanomas can be deadly. However, we have to think about how much of the marketing around sun protection is purely fear-based, and how much we've been buying into the idea that the life-giving sun is actually a serious threat to our health. Americans are spending more time inside than ever before, and yet we are getting sick at the fastest rate we've ever seen in history. We can be pale and pasty, hidden away from the sun's rays, but are still diagnosed with a myriad of other diseases, especially those related to metabolic and immune dysfunctions. Some scientists are beginning to find correlations between the amount of sunny outdoor time and the rates of things like depression, heart disease, cancer, and colds and flus. Not surprisingly, those who went out into the sun more frequently were shown to be happier, more optimistic, caught fewer colds, took fewer sick days from work, and had a lower incidence of major disease. Now, you can draw many correlations from these kinds of studies, citing that if you think fresh air and exercise are playing a role in these sunbathers' health, you'd be right, they certainly are. But if you focus your lens on one particular compound, the pro-sun evidence becomes even more compelling. Vitamin D, which is actually more like a hormone than a vitamin, is something that our bodies cannot manufacture all by themselves. But it is something that is crucial for several major metabolic processes. You probably know that UV light is required for vitamin D production, which is why it's often dubbed the sunshine vitamin. So what happens when you block UV rays from penetrating the skin, like when you wear sunscreen? Now your body can't make vitamin D. I'm certainly not advocating for everyone to throw out their sunscreen, but I think it's time for a serious readjustment of our expectations of what it can do for us. Several major studies conducted in the last decade have repeatedly failed to find a link between SPF usage and cases of skin cancer. But you'll never read that on a bottle of Banana Boat. And depending on the type of sunscreen you use, you may be at a greater risk for developing cancer from the ingredients themselves rather than any sun exposure. But I digress. As a society, we are suffering from a serious deficiency of vitamin D, and our fear of the sun and lack of time in it is actually making us sicker. There are many amazing functions of this little wonder molecule we call vitamin D, but here are just a few of the major ones. 1. This hormone acts as an escort to help shuttle calcium and phosphorus into our bones specifically. It also helps regulate levels of calcium in our blood, which is important for the functioning of all of our cells. 2, it helps out the immune system and improves immunological resilience by assisting white blood cell production and the recognition of self cells, which may prevent autoimmune conditions. And 3, it smooths out intercellular communication, which is needed for proper gene expression and protein synthesis, or protein building. There are millions of vitamin D receptors on our cells in every corner of our body, and when there is not enough vitamin D to go around, physiological functions may weaken. Here are some symptoms of vitamin D deficiency: unexplained depression, tendency to catch colds, slow wound healing, brittle, weak, or achy bones, GI upset or trouble absorbing nutrients, splotchy skin, dark circles under the eyes, and unexplained weakness or fatigue. Even if you don't recognize any of these symptoms in yourself, there are certain risk factors that may make you more susceptible for a vitamin D deficiency. These can be clues to help you increase your sun time or at least pay close attention to any health imbalances in the future. These would include: 1. Living in a highly polluted area. 2. Chronic use of sunscreen. 3. Spending a lot of time indoors or in a car. 4. Living in areas with limited access to sunlight, for example, living near tall buildings. And 5. Working long hours in an indoor office. Our bodies are designed for some sun exposure on a daily basis, even if it's just for 10 to 15 minutes. If we expose just 20% of our skin to the sun for just 20 minutes, we can easily make all the vitamin D we need for the day. Pretty incredible, right? And did you know that in only 30 minutes of sunshine exposure on an average summer day, your body can manufacture over 10,000 international units, or IU, of vitamin D? That's 30 times what the average American gets in their daily diet. Even a primal aligned diet can only reach about 1,000 international units in a day. So it's important to realize that no matter how clean your nutrition strategy is, your body still needs sun exposure to make the optimal amount of this crucial health-giving hormone. Plus, it's been shown that the vitamin D we make naturally through sunshine actually lasts longer in our cells when compared to the vitamin D we get through food and supplements. Pretty compelling pro-sun science, I'd say. We just need to get over the fear that the sun is dangerous. Granted, for people who live in the northern latitudes or live in cloudy climates or simply don't have much access to sunlight, it may be necessary to up your intake of vitamin D-rich foods and consider taking supplemental D if your blood levels are low. Thankfully, there are foods that contain high amounts of vitamin D, including fresh wild-caught salmon, egg yolks, grass-fed beef liver, fortified dairy products or juices, and cod liver oil. Now, regardless of where you live and how you eat, I think it's time to change our conversation around sun exposure, especially when it comes to the importance of vitamin D to our health and vitality. You can supplement with it and eat foods rich in it, but nothing seems to be as efficient as sunshine. Primal wisdom recommends that you get just enough sun to maintain a slight tan year-round. When in doubt, it's recommended to expose larger parts of your body for shorter amounts of time, rather than smaller parts for longer durations. Because yes, too much sun on a small area, like your hands or your face, can cause damage over time. So, roll up those pant legs and sit out for 20 to 30 minutes every day whenever possible. Bonus points if you can stick your feet in the grass or sand and get some earthing benefits too. You just listened to the post titled "The Truth About Sun Exposure" by Melanie Schweder of abrighterwild.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, there are some that may require more or less sun exposure, and Melanie did allude to this. For example, those with darker skin may need more than 20 to 30 minutes of sun exposure each day. Those that are fair-skinned may end up with a sunburn with just 15 minutes of sun exposure. So be careful. The key is to not allow yourself to burn. Sunburns are often associated with a higher risk of skin cancer. A great way to know how much sun you should be getting is to speak with a dermatologist. These are medical doctors that specialize in treating and preventing skin disorders, like skin cancer. They can also help with hair and nail disorders. Dermatologists are very familiar with the connection between vitamin D and sun exposure and can provide you with more specific recommendations. Now, because of my darker skin and the fact that I spend much of my day in my office or teaching in a classroom or in my car commuting, I have found that I tend to run low on vitamin D. I found this out through a routine blood test. Now, there has been some debate about the accuracy of blood tests for determining the body's vitamin D levels, but most doctors are happy to use this method at least as a starting point. So talk to your doctor about this. If you're running on the lower side like me, it may be worthwhile to supplement with vitamin D. That's what I've started doing. There are many safe supplements available. No matter the brand, you want to buy the form of vitamin D called D3. And when you take the supplement, do so with your largest meal of the day. That's because your body may end up absorbing 50% more when you take vitamin D3 with large meals. And according to one of my favorite websites, consumerlab.com, vitamin D3 drops from the brand Source Naturals is a great option. It meets both purity and quality standards. If you're not a fan of using drops or don't like the taste, Sam's Club brand D3 soft gels are great too. Now, I haven't mentioned anything about how much you should take. That's because that's a conversation you need to have with a healthcare professional. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.